And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben. Good morning, everyone. I am so glad. Oh, let me remove that. All right. There we go. Save changes. Voila. We are in such interesting times. And it's obvious on what is going on. Number one, I have looked at myself and looked at myself honestly, and I have came to the conclusion that I am the sexiest person in cryptocurrencies. I have to admit it. When you look like this, you can't help when all of the women look at you. You know, it's just, it, and I don't blame them. I mean, I am literally eye candy. I just have to accept it. It is what it is. Honey, this is my lovely wife, Kelly. Honey, let's be honest. You're a lucky woman. You're a lucky, lucky woman. Every day you get to look at this. Every night you get to lay down next to it. Except last night when I fell asleep in my chair in the living room, and I woke up at 12:30 in the morning sleeping in my chair. Then I go upstairs, my wife sound asleep. Me and the dog go walking in, we're like, okay, let's jump into it. Number one, you guys, I got a message this morning that someone claiming to be from the Founders Group ripped off someone else for $30,000. All right. Please do me a favor. Click the link under here. Let me explain. There's a link. There's links under my videos. Each one of those links are people, places, companies that I have vetted, that I have made sure are good people that you should deal with. There's a link under there for my Patreon channel. The only messages that you know 100% that it is me is on Patreon. That's it. Telegram, Twitter, Facebook, all these other platforms. And I'm telling you now, I don't run any trading bots. I don't run it. If it's someone using my brand asking you for money, it ain't me. The only way to get a hold of me and be sure it is me is Patreon. More and more people, I have, and my wife actually deals with this a lot more than I do. She's always blocking and eliminating people using our brand and trying to scam people out of money. Please join the Patreon. If you need to send me a message, or you want to talk, or you got a question, send me a message on Patreon. Then you know you're dealing with me. And I mean me. I answer the questions on Patreon. No one else. Not my wife. No one. It's me. Every other platform, you don't know if it's me. Sometimes. Because they'll hide shit, or they'll hide the number of their followers or whatever. Right? Yeah. They are out like crazy lately. Yes. And one of my friends got screwed for $30,000. And I'm like, why didn't you reach out? Why did you? And she has my cell phone number. And she didn't reach out and go, Ben, is this real? Yeah. It $30,000 this wonderful lady got screwed out of $30,000. Now, luckily, that's not going to wipe her out or anything like that. But the point is, $30,000. It just frustrates the shit out of me. Then I got another call this morning from a friend in Michigan. You know who you are. And him and I were having a conversation on what's going on behind the scenes. Who's pushing the price down? You guys want to know a secret? Right? The elites, they don't want you here. The rich people, they do not want you here. They do not want you in cryptos. They do not want you to be able to trade cryptos. They don't want you to be able to have a private wallet. They don't want you to have any ability to trade outside their system. That's just the flat out truth. I've had people, and I pinky swear on my children, I've had people tell me to my face, well, Ben, we need workers. We can't let everybody be rich. Well, how about this? How about we just not have a system that makes them poor? This system, this fiat system, it isn't that it's absolutely fair and you win or lose on your own merits. That system, I'm totally cool with. But we have a system where if you're rich, it's made for you to stay rich. If you're poor, it is made to keep you under water. You know how hard me and my wife are our whole lives, right? Me and my wife grew up poor. You know how much we had to literally kick ass every day in order to get up to where we're at now. And let me tell you this. All right. And this is being God's honest, and my wife will vouch for me on this. The tax structure is not friendly to people who earn their way out of the middle class. If you dare make a lot of money and you weren't already rich, the tax structure punishes you for working your way out of the middle class. That is, I won't tell you numbers, but I'll tell you what. When you reach a point where you have worked your way out of the middle class, the tax structure literally beats the fuck clean out of you. Yes, it, let me put it this way. I couldn't even write the checks. My wife had to. It made me so mad that Kelly, my wife, God bless her, she had to write out the checks. And it's that's why this system has to go. If you work your ass off, all right, if you work your ass off and you claw your way out of being poor, they do the system does everything they can to beat you the fuck back down. And it was created that way on purpose. This is what's so damn frustrating. They don't want you to own any Bitcoin. That's why I tell people, get yourself some Bitcoin, because as this fight drags on, the code keeps going. There's only so much that they can hold it down. There's only so much that they can hold it down. And they'd time these drops so that as the old system is dying, that the general public doesn't see the new system. Hear me out on this. The average Joe and the average Jane think that Bitcoin is just another option in the old system. The reason that they think that is that there's a group of elites working to suppress, in coordination with the old system dying, that every time the old system drops another level, they do a flash crash, or they sell into the Bitcoin market so that it crashes along with it. So it looks like they're connected. But they're not. That's the key. And when this happens, you're gonna see it. But you're not gonna be able to buy any Bitcoin then. When they let this thing run, you have to understand, the last weapon against the old system is the Bitcoin. It is the crushing blow that's going to be pointed at as the markets go ballistically down. The Bitcoin is the nuclear weapon, the economic nuclear weapon is the Bitcoin. And when they set it off, but see, they're not going to set it off until they have as much as possible, and they've scared you away as much as possible. The only people in government who are honest on the right and the left are the people supporting the Bitcoin. And I'll tell you why. See, there are this is what you want to look for, all right? You want to look for, if you have a politician that is anti-Bitcoin, they are pro-old system. They are pro-progressive system. They like the central bank system. If you have a politician that is pro-crypto, they're either pro-new system or they're pro-freedom. But we have Senator Warren and all that, who is doing everything to squash cryptos. She doesn't want Bitcoin anywhere near your 401k. You know why? Because if you're holding Bitcoin in your 401k, your retirement is good. It isn't actually based on the illusion of the market. It's actually based on the adoption of technology. This is the truth. We are living. We have enemies in our own government, but our biggest enemy is the system that our government has laid over the top of our economy. The existing financial system is corrupt. It is designed to keep the American people poor. And the people in the government, and I'm talking about, these are the son of a bitches that get elected, and then 2 years later, they're millionaires. You should not be getting rich working for the government. You want to know how I can prove that 99.9% of the government is corrupt? You know how? When someone or some entities, when they spend $50 million to get someone elected to a $100,000 a year job. Think about that. Who is going to spend $50 million to get a $100,000 a year job? That right there tells you that they're spending the $50 million not for honorable reasons. They spend $50 million because they know if they put their little puppet in there, that $50 million investment is going to come back as $500 million. On the Patreon show yesterday, we went through the years of, I think it was the 1980s. Today, we're going over the years of 1970 through 1979. Doing this history lesson, because I'm going backwards, right? You know where we're at now. On the Patreon show, what I'm doing is I'm going backwards. I'm showing you history going backwards so that I can show you the shift going backwards. Not where we are now and where we were in 1900. That's too large of a gap where you're looking at now, but then I'm showing you videos of like 1900. Yes, those are completely different times, but I'm showing you history reversed from now back through the 90s, back through the 80s, back through the 70s, back through the 60s, so you can see the small incremental changes that led us where we are now. Where you can see the corruption of the 90s. And you can see the corruptions of the 2000s. Leading backwards. And this history lesson is going to end. This history segment is going to end probably in the early 1700s. That's how far back I'm going to go. Because I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to lay out that government is the issue. Everything that government touches is ruined. Today, on Patreon, I'm going to show you how forced busing, where they took black students, and this isn't about the students. This isn't about black and white. This is the government forcing cultures to interact when they, the black students, didn't want to change schools. They didn't want to go to a different school. They were happy where they were at. It's government interference and saying, we know what's best for you. It's always when the government tries to rearrange culture and socially engineer. That's what screws us up every damn time. Humans naturally collect in similar cultures. I've got good news. All right. It's okay for Muslims to hang out with Muslims. Not saying that Muslims hate Christians or Christians hate Muslims. No. Neither group hates the other group. They just, birds of a feather flock together. And how the governments fuck it up every time is this multiculturalism bullshit. Me and my wife, you know what we love to do? We love to go down to the hill here in St. Louis and get some delicious Italian food. The hill is mostly Italian people. That's the hill. We have a Chinatown. We have an area here in St. Louis that has a huge Bosnian population. No one cares. Nobody cares. But the neighborhoods, it is what it is naturally. No, hang on. We have a government that gets their hands into our social system. And that's where we have to get the government out of. This country would be fine if the government would leave us the fuck alone. This Roe versus Wade argument, you know what it is? It's let the people decide. Let the people in Illinois decide what they want to do. Let the people in Missouri decide what they want to do. Let California be California. Let Missouri be Missouri. Let the hill be the hill. And let Evo Mill, which is the area that has like all of the Bosnians in it, let that be there. There's nothing wrong with cultural neighborhoods. There's nothing wrong with cultural areas. Here in St. Louis, North St. Louis has a higher black population than South St. Louis. It isn't that South St. Louis hates North St. Louis and North St. Louis hates South St. Louis. And right in the middle, there's a war zone, and there's the White Army and the Black Army, and they come together and they fight. No. It's just the way it is. Cultures like to be around like-minded cultures. That's it. But the government and the global government, this is what they did after World War One and World War Two. The Middle East, prior to World War One, was actually a pretty peaceful place. Did you know that? It was a pretty peaceful place. Because the tribes and the empires, like the Persian Empire, had made the boundaries of the areas cultural. That was it. These people had this area, these people had this area, and it wasn't some artificial, you know, lines or anything. It's just where the hell they were. Then after World War One, they want to rearrange the Middle East. Why? Why did they want to rearrange the Middle East? Well, why did they create these stupid fucking countries like Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and all, but yet put the country borders in the middle of cultures, splitting the culture in half? They did that to create the conflict. The conflicts in the Middle East of the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, were all actually based on the mapping of the areas after World War One and World War Two. Because there were areas prior to all this where the Muslims, where you had the hardcore, like those in one area, they lived in one area. Then you had the less, you know, strict religions in other areas. They coexisted. And they weren't at war with each other. Think about this. The only reason we had World War One and World War Two was because the governments announced them. It wasn't like the people in America were like, you know what? Screw Germany. Let's go get them. No. And it wasn't that the people in Germany were like, screw them Americans. No. It was the governments that led the fights into the war. The people didn't want to go to war. What the fuck are we fighting them over there for? It's the governments. If you think that the government has your what's best for you in mind, nope. Most people who want to get elected to government want to get elected to the government to use the power of the government. Very few in government want to lessen the power of government. Ron Paul, Trump, you know why Republicans and the Democrats hated Trump? Because Trump was getting the government out of shit. You know why Elon Musk likes Trump? I'll be very just flat out honest with you. Elon Musk likes Trump because Trump gets the government out of your way. Elon Musk said in an interview a few months ago, when he was asked, "What do you need from the government in order to help you grow your company?" You know what Elon Musk said? Nothing. Get out of the way. Just leave us alone. Let us do our business and get out of our way. The lady doing the interview couldn't believe it. She was like, "Wait, what? I mean, you can get tax breaks and you can get all." And he's like, "Yeah, I don't need tax breaks if you don't put stupid regulations on me." I want to bring this up real quick. This piece of shit right here. This is someone on Facebook pretending to be me. Ethereum giveaway. We are gifting 300 ETH coins to our community. Listen here, fucktard. Listen here. You, whoever's doing this, you are a piece of garbage. Your mother should have swallowed you, you piece of shit. You dishonest piece of fucking trash. You wake up in the morning and you go to work to steal from people. You should slit your fucking wrist right now and go to hell. Because you are a bad person. You should not be able to look at yourself in the mirror knowing that you are, that your job is ripping people off. I am not a person who wishes death on many people, but I wish God would send a lightning bolt right up your ass and make you explode. You are a bad person. This is what, and I'm sorry I'm on a rant today. It pisses me off that we have a crooked government, we have a crooked financial system, we have a crooked dollar, we have crooked people out there trying to rip people off, that all of this whole system was made to keep people poor. And now that we have technology that can reward people who put effort into the system, we're going from a system that rapes you to a system that rewards you. That's a transition. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, brother. I wouldn't doubt it. They see the politicians ripping people off, so they just fall in line. It's true. Our leaders are pieces of garbage. We don't need government. Government is it's always corrupt at what point are humans going to recognize that we don't need government? Our founding fathers wrote the Constitution purposely to keep government in line, using the greed of humanity as a balancing mechanism inside the structure of the Constitution. Ben, do you support our greatest ally, Israel? I don't support any fucking government. Do I support the freedom of the Israeli people? Yes, but fuck Israel government. See, this here, hey Ben, do you support our greatest ally, Israel? How are they our greatest ally? They're not my greatest ally. It's this tribal shit. America's Israel's greatest ally. Israel is America's greatest ally. What? How about we not have allies and enemies? How about we just leave each other the fuck alone? I tell you what, have Israel leave us the fuck alone, and we'll leave Israel alone. How's that sound? How about this? Great Britain, leave us the fuck alone. America, leave Great Britain alone. Hey, America, how about you leave Mexico alone? And Mexico, leave America alone. I don't need allies or enemies. I need people to leave me the fuck alone. I don't need a hand out, but I definitely don't need a boot on my throat either. See, this has been my philosophy the whole time. Leave me and my wife alone, and me and my wife will kick ass and take names. Just get out of our way. And then when we succeed, don't rob us of over half of the money we've made with taxes. How's that sound? This is the bullshit we put up with. You know the old saying, death and taxes, the two things you can't avoid. You know who invented that saying? The fucking government. I'm sick and tired of living in an environment where my biggest enemy is the motherfucker that someone else elected. I'm just getting very, very tired of it. Then, I digress. It's Friday. I'm definitely going to have to get like a drink at lunch or something. I don't know. I need something. Because I need to chill the pluck out. All right. I'm going to jump off of here and I'm going over to the Patreon channel. If you want to join Patreon, there's a link under here, or go to www.patreon.com/BitcoinBen. I'm going to be talking about the 1970s. Inflation, what was going on in the 1970s. And the next Monday, we'll go into the 60s. The next Tuesday, well, not next Tuesday, because I have a live show out at Crypto World. But then we'll do the 50s. The 40s, the 30s, the 20s. So join us right now over at the Patreon channel for about an hour show on the 1970s. Then I'm going to lunch and I'm going to get me some vodka and like pineapple juice or something. don't know. I'll figure it out. See you guys over on Patreon. Love you. Bye-bye.